Today's Midwest weather still looks to be rather favorable. There's a little bit less precipitation being suggested for Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, but I think that's probably going to be an error. The older model run suggested that the rains would occur in that second week, and I think that that will be the case. I'm fully expecting to see a well-balanced diet of shower activity and dry weather for most of the Midwest over the next 2 weeks, and that should translate into continued good summer crop development potential. The greatest rains near term are going to be focused on the western Corn Belt, coming across Iowa, Nebraska, down into Missouri and Kansas, and ultimately into western and southern portions of Illinois and portions of Kentucky. These are the driest areas in the U.S. Corn Belt at this point in time, and rain totals are advertised to run 1 to 2 and local 3 to 4 inch amounts as we move forward through this next few days. Follow-up precipitation is expected to occur as well. The precipitation that falls will be light and somewhat erratic, but over multiple days there will be an opportunity for a little bit more moisture to occur. And then next week, during the middle to latter part of the week, I think there's a good chance we're going to see colder air return to portions of the Midwest, and as we move into that colder air mass, we should induce some rain in the drier biased areas of Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, offering them a sufficient amount of moisture to help maintain good crop development potentials. So the overall bottom line is everybody gets rain at one time or another, and it looks like the temperatures won't be too bad either, although there will be some concern when the cooler air does finally return into the region, and we'll expect to see some of those afternoon temperatures rather chilly across parts of the region, just like we've seen at two other points here during the middle of the summer season. The cooler conditions will slow crop development rates, but it will also help to conserve soil moisture, and that will likely translate into a continuation of good crop development potential when it does start to warm back up across the region, which is sure to occur as we get into the second half of this month, and in particular, probably in the last 10 days. With the warmer weather that comes at that time, though, will stimulate some aggressive crop development, especially in soybeans, which will be furthest behind in their development. And as long as we can avoid additional periods of cool weather like this, we will probably see the crops finish out in a favorable manner. There will be some rain and thunderstorm activity that will accompany the cooler air that comes through the eastern Midwest. Maybe next week we'll see rain totals running a quarter to three quarters of an inch, with some local amounts up over an inch and a half. In the meantime, though, we will see that many areas in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana will see only a restricted amount of rainfall, at least for a little while, and that drying may be the case. But subsoil moisture is still favorable enough to carry on normal crop development during this period of somewhat drier weather. The temperatures across the Midwest may be just a bit cooler biased here for the next few days. We're expecting to see the highs running mostly in the 70s and lower 80s across a big part of the region. This will be the case today and tomorrow and probably Friday as well. The precipitation potentials will be high enough in those western Corn Belt locations that that's the primary reason for the temperatures coming down. And as we get away from the precipitation that's most significant during the weekend, early part of next week, we'll see the temperatures rebound again. At that point, we'll likely see the highs returning to the 80s and perhaps some lower 90s in the southwestern Corn Belt and mostly 80s in the rest of the region. The more significant cool-off would not occur before the second half of next week, and it's probably the second weekend that will be most notably on the cool side. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.